center fielder, Jack Gilliam. First right fielder, Charlie Rogan. And the designated hitter, R.J. Johnson, Jr. And dare I forget about the catcher making his Appalachian League debut, Thatcher Poteet, behind the plate for the Axemen tonight.
The second baseman, number two, Carrington Aaron.
Danville wearing its road black jerseys, and we are set to go from Kingsport, Tennessee, Carrington Aaron. It's the first series meeting since opening day between Danville and Kingsport. First pitch for Martin Jr., low and inside. Aaron in the series against the Axemen on opening week went 2-for-8 with a double, two RBIs, a walk, and a pair of runs scored. The 1-0. Downstairs, ball two. Kingsport and Danville split the opening series back in Virginia. The 2-0. Strike one call. Carrington Aaron out of Virginia Tech just finished up his freshman season in Blacksburg. The 2-1. Line drive, base hit into the left center gap. Aaron rounds first on his way to second. Gilliam scoops it up and he'll throw it in, but it's a leadoff double for Carrington Aaron.
Now batting the shortstop, number 6, Addison Smith.
Runner on second, nobody out for Addison Smith. In the lone series against the Axemen, Smith went 1-for-4 with 2 strikeouts. I have eyes on the back of my head right now because there's a bee trying to sting me. Get out of here. First offering for Martin Jr. is a ball downstairs. Addison Smith overall is batting .320 with 11 RBIs and 13 runs scored. Aaron leads off second base. The 1-0. Ground ball foul third base side. When Kingsport allows runs, it has been in bunches recently. Of the last 23 innings the Axemen have been scored against, 18 have been multi-run innings, including 4 of 6 against Burlington last series, and most notably the 8-run eighth inning that the Sock Puppets used to propel them to a 7-run win. Next pitch is a cut and a miss, and Martin Jr. is ahead in the count on Addison Smith. The 1-2, low and away. In the first inning this season, the Axemen have allowed 31 runs. That's their opponent's highest scoring inning. The 2-2, slow chopper up to Martin Jr., the pitcher. He turns around, throws to first, but it's wild, and it gets past Zyrus. Carrington Aaron advances to third base, and Addison Smith is on second. That'll be a two-base throwing error on Martin Jr. He fielded it very awkwardly, and the throw was even more so. So it'll be E1.
Now batting the right fielder, number 4, Micah Dean.
Well, for a team needing to start strong since losing 6 of 7, this is a tough beginning. Runners on second and third, nobody out for the Otterbots. Brings up Micah Dean. He watches a first pitch strike. No balls and a strike on Micah Dean. He went hitless in 7 at-bats in the first series against Kingsport. The 0-1 outside. Even count on Micah Dean. Smith on second, Arrington on third base. The 1-1 laced foul off the Otterbots dugout. Danville is managed by Major League legend Mickey Tettleton. Kingsport is managed by Rick Adair. Dean is batting .244 with 13 RBIs and 14 runs scored. A ball and two strikes. Martin Jr. fires home. Low and inside, almost hit him, and it evens up the count. Martin Jr. has thrown 13 pitches without recording an out. Seven have been strikes. Two balls and two strikes on Dean. Two runners in scoring position with nobody out in a scoreless game. The 2-2. Fouled back. Kingsport enters tonight a half a game in front of the third-place Doughboys for that final playoff spot, but the Doughboys do have a game in hand. The 2-2 once more from Martin. Strike three call. Hoo-bah! Martin Jr. punches out Micah Dean looking, and that's the first out of the game. Two runners in scoring position with one out for Cole Johnson. He is the second best road hitter in the Appalachian League. 18 for 54, batting .429. First pitch is high and outside, ball one. And seven of those 18 hits have been for extra bases. But against Kingsport, he's 0 for 6 with a walk, a run scored, and three strikeouts. But it's been a long time since he's faced the Axemen, over a month. The 1-0, outside. Johnson leads the team with 23 RBIs. He's batting .329 with 16 runs scored. Hitters count for Johnson. Out of Oklahoma State. The 2-0. It gets past the catcher, Poteet, and Aaron will score on a wild pitch. Advancing to third as well, Addison Smith. So Danville leads 1-0. Slow start for Kingsport. Addison Smith, the runner on third, a 3-0 count on Cole Johnson. The pitch, inside, ball four. One nothing Otterbots, and Danville has runners on the corners with one out for Jacob Smith.
And the catcher, number 16, Jacob Smith.
In one game against the Axemen, Smith went 1-for-3 with a double, a walk, an RBI, a run scored, and a strikeout. Johnson on first, Smith on third. And Smith up to bat. It's Jacob Smith. A lot of generic names in the Otterbots lineup. First pitch is low and inside. That's five straight balls thrown by Martin. A ball and no strikes. The pitch. Strike one call. Aaron hit a leadoff double. Then Addison Smith reached on an error. Micah Dean struck out. But then Johnson, while he was up, had a wild pitch thrown to him, which scored Carrington Aaron. And then Smith advanced to third base. The 1-1. Low and inside. Two balls and a strike on Jacob Smith. The pitch. Strike two call. Square count on Jacob Smith. Javar Martin Jr. looks to limit the damage to one run in the top of the first. The 2-2. Strike three call. Hoo-ah. A pair of looking strikeouts for Javar Martin Jr. are the first two outs of the game. Runners on the corners, two outs for Tanner McCammon. McCammon in two games against Kingsport is 3-for-9 with a double, an RBI, a run scored, and four strikeouts. Johnson on first, he walked. Smith on third, he reached on an error. First pitch is watched for a ball downstairs. The 1-0, foul back, strike one. Even count on Tanner McCammon. The pitch curves outside. The Otterbots with one run on one hit. Also an error made in the field by Kingsport in the top of the first inning. First pitch was at 7 o'clock. We played a dozen minutes so far in the opening half frame. The 2-1. Low and inside. One ball away from loading the bases for Jackson Tyre, who was very successful against the Axemen in the opening series at Danville. Hitters count for McCammon. He's the sixth batter to make a plate appearance this inning. The 3-1. Strike two call. Well, home plate umpire thought it was a strike three call, but it was strike two. So the count is full on McCammon. Tonight's home plate umpire is Taylor Parsons, and in the field, Blake McKnight. Full count, two outs. Martin Jr. Earls home the payoff. Strike three call. Hoo-ah! Javara Martin Jr. records a hat trick of looking strikeouts in the first inning, and Danville strands runners on the corners. But the Otterbots do bring home a run on a wild pitch. To the bottom half of the opening inning, Danville 1, Kingsport.
All right,
coming up next.
This is Gracie for a special announcement.
Due up for the Axemen when we return, Tyree Jackson, R.J. Johnson Jr., and Mason Swinney.
TL 13-30-19, instant play 30.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Back at Hunter Wright Stadium, tonight's starting pitcher for the Danville Otterbots is Ryan Perry. out of Lenoir Ryan in North Carolina. Perry makes his first start of the season in 8 relief outings. Perry has a 12 ERA, 2.75 whip, 347 opponent average, and 51% strike rate. In 12 completed innings, Perry has surrendered 16 earned runs on 17 hits, 16 walks, 5 wild pitches, and 5 strikeouts. And on the road this season, Perry has the highest team ERA. Away from Danville, Perry has a 15.75 earned run average, 361 opponent average, and has allowed 14 earned runs in 8 innings on 13 hits, 11 walks, 5 wild pitches, and just 3 strikeouts. So Kingsport looks to get the offense going early with Tyree Jackson due up. He enters tonight on a team-best 7-game hit streak, which is the second longest active hit streak in the Appalachian League. He takes strike one. Danville 1, Kingsport nothing in the bottom of the first. Bases empty, nobody out for the leadoff man, Tyree Jackson, the 0-1. Foul tip back, strike two. Jackson against Danville this season is hitless in 8 at-bats with a walk and RBI, a run scored, and 3 strikeouts. The 0-2 from Perry. Cut and a miss, strike three. A 3-pitch strikeout for Ryan Perry to begin his outing. All 4 outs in this game have been strikeouts. This is the defensive alignment for the Otterbox. Starting pitcher Ryan Perry, the catcher Jacob Smith, first baseman Cole Johnson, second baseman Carrington Aaron, third baseman Jackson Goldberg, shortstop Addison Smith, left fielder Andrew Marcello, in center field Jackson Tyre, and in right field Micah Dean. R.J. Johnson Jr. comes up. First pitch is a ball up and away. Johnson Jr. has reached base safely 8 times in his first 17 plate appearances. The 1-0, cut and a miss. And he has started the season on a 4-game on-base streak. The 1-1, lifted high in the air to deep center field. Jackson Tyler going back at the warning track, and he makes the catch running into the wall. Good route taken by Jackson Tyre to the deep fly ball. And that's one of the first times this season we've seen a ball this season reach the center field wall at Hunter Wright Stadium. It's 410 to center, 330 to left, and 330 to right. Bases empty, 2 outs for Mason Swinney, who has homered 4 times in the month of July. Only 2 other players have done so twice. First pitch is a ball high and outside. Swinney was not with the team in the opening series against Danville as he takes ball 2 outside. Ten of Swinney's last 18 hits have been for extra bases, 6 doubles and 4 homers. The 2-0, strike one call. Danville 1, Kingsport nothing in the bottom of the first inning. Nobody on and 2 outs for the Dallas Baptist Patriot. The 2-1. Launched high in the air to deep left field. Marcello going back at the warning track. Forget about it! For the 5th time in July, Mason Swinney goes yard and he ties the game. It's 1-1 in Kingsport. What are they feeding him?
The first baseman, number 15, Devin Cyrus.
Now it's Devin Cyrus. First offering is a strike one call. Well, when the season started, it looked like Swinney was, he was going to be a solid contact hitter. As the 0-1 to Cyrus is belted to the second baseman, Aaron, who fields it cleanly and throws to first for the inning ending out. But since then, Swinney has become this monster at the plate, homering left and right. That's 5 home runs this month for him. He's now tied for the league lead with five jacks.
Fans,
Kingsport ties the game, and we head to the top of the second inning. Danville and Kingsport even at one.
Red, orange, and blue. They are $9 tonight only, so go get them while supplies last.
Perry threw just 12 pitches in that first inning, but again, that Swinney solo shot ties the game. Due up for the Otterbots, the bottom three hitters, Tyre Marcello and Goldberg, when we return.
A farm, a family, and a tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century. Using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
Jackson Tyre, Andrew Marcello, and Jackson Goldberg are the three due up for the Otterbots, 7-8-9 hitters. Tyre went 3-for-8 in the opening series against Kingsport in Virginia. First pitch from Martin is popped up, and that'll be fouled behind home plate. Poteet is under it, and he makes the catch. Thatcher Poteet with an impressive play in his Kingsport debut. Now it's Andrew Marcello. He is the only Otterbot in the lineup who did not face Kingsport in the opening week. He's 5 for his first 12 at-bats overall with 2 walks and 2 stolen bases. First pitch from Martin. Ball outside. The 1-0 popped up behind home plate again, and I'll go out of play. I just heard a buzz on the microphone, and that's a bee just soaking in the crowd mic. I'll let him stay, though. I like bees. Ball and a strike, one out, 1-1 game in the top of the second inning. The pitch, low and inside. Bees are tiny, but they contribute a lot to society. They even gave us the bee move. The 2-1, high and outside, ball 3. Hitters count for Marcello. The 3-1. Foul back. Both teams with one run on one hit, and they were both for extra bases. An Aaron double, and then a Mason Swinney solo home run. Payoff pitch. Blooped into right field, and it drops for a base hit. Two hops into the glove of Charlie Rogan, and it's a one-out single for Marcello.
Now batting the third base.
6 for his first 13 at-bats. Runner on first, one out for Jackson Goldberg. On opening day, he went 1-for-4 with 2 RBIs, a stolen base, and a strikeout against the Axemen, and then didn't play in the series finale. He watches the first pitch outside, ball 1. Goldberg is batting 127 with 9 RBIs and 7 runs scored. The 1-0. Popped up, foul, strike one. In the second inning this season, the Axemen have an even run differential, 14-14. They allowed four runs in the bottom of the second inning in yesterday's game. Can't believe it was yesterday at Burlington. Martin throws back to first, just lobs it. And that was a 11 o'clock start. Well, to be precise, 10:59 a.m. Ball and a strike on the ninth hitting third baseman, Goldberg. The pitch. Cut and a miss. Martin Jr. struck out three hitters looking in the top of the first inning. Can he get Goldberg looking? That would be something. The 1-2, lined into left field for a base hit. It's a two-strike single for Jackson Goldberg. And the Otterbots have runners on first and second with one out. Back to the top of the order with Carrington Aaron.
Now batting the second baseman, number two, Carrington Aaron.
Quick mound visit from Thatcher Poteet to Javar Martin Jr. Thatcher Poteet is out of West Virginia Wesleyan. He enters his senior year. He's also a native of the Mountain State. Goldberg on first, Marcelo on second. First pitch is inside to Carrington Aaron. Aaron is 1-for-1 with a double and a run scored. The 1-0. Strike call. Danville has recorded a hit in each of the first two innings, including two in the top of the second so far. The 1-1. Tails outside, ball two. Martin Jr. threw 13 pitches in the first inning, half of which were strikes, and allowed an earned run on one hit and an error. The 2-1, runners take off. It's a strike call. But Marcelo steals third place. Goldberg was on his way to second but stays put. So now the Otterbots have runners on the corners with one out and a square count on Carrington Aaron. The 2-2. Ball in the dirt. Fills up the count on Aaron. Two of the last three hitters have faced a full count against Javar Martin Jr. Payoff pitch. Fouled away into the Otterbots bullpen. Goldberg on first base, Marcelo on third. They both singled, but Marcelo stole third base a few pitches ago. Second payoff for Martin. Ball four, just missed. Did it miss, though? Let's see on the pitch tracker. Well, that loads the bases.
Now batting the shortstop, number six, Addison
Smith. Yeah, it missed. Good call. So it loads the bases with one out for Addison Smith. And a mound visit from pitching coach Josh Lucas, Thatcher Poteet, and the rest of the infield will converge. Addison Smith is 0 for 1. He reached on an error and then was stranded on third base to end the top of the first. The Doughboys lead the Flyboys 2-0. Burlington leads Bluefield 1-0. Pulaski is leading Bristol 8-0 in the top of the second. And then Tri-State and Elizabethan are tied in River Rider country. Aaron on first, Goldberg on second, Marcello on third. The Otterbots look to regain the lead. Addison Smith up to bat, reached on a throwing error from Javar Martin Jr. his first time up. First pitch is a cut and a miss. Martin Jr. threw 30 pitches in the first inning, 19 so far in the second. The 0-1. Strike two call. In an inning and a third, Martin has allowed an earned run on three hits, two walks, and three backwards Ks. He steps off. Martin Jr. delivers home the 0-2. Popped up behind home plate. Foul ground playable. Poteet running after it. He slides and he can't make the catch. Great effort. So Addison Smith will hang in there for the time being. 1-for-5 this season against the Axemen with a pair of strikeouts. The bases are occupied with one out, but it's a two-strike count on Addison Smith. Martin Jr. comes set in the stretch and fires home the 0-2 again. Ball low and away. Ball and two strikes, one out, bases loaded, tie game in the top of the second inning. Martin looks back at the runner on second, Jackson Goldberg, delivers home the 1-2. Popped up behind home plate again, playable, Thatcher Poteet running after it, and he makes the sliding catch! Thatcher Poteet has both putouts in the top of the second inning.
Now batting the right fielder, number four, Micah Dean.
How often do you see a catcher make two grabs in the same inning? And he's really had three attempts. Bases loaded, two outs for Micah Dean. First offering. Outside, ball one. Well, his Axemen debut, Poteet is flashing the leather behind the plate. Two catches and foul ground in the same half inning. The 1-0. Inside, ball two. Aaron on first, Goldberg on second, Marcello on third. Marcello and Goldberg both singled. Aaron walked on a full count pitch. It's a hitter's count for Micah Dean, who's 0 for 1 with a looking strikeout. The 2-0. Fouled back. Martin Jr. needed that strike. Two balls and a strike on Dean. He's 0 for 8 with 4 strikeouts against the Axemen this season. The pitch. Fouled back off the home plate netting, and it evens up the count at 2 apiece. Jackson Tyre led off with a pop out to the catcher Poteet. On the first pitch of the inning, Marcelo and Goldberg then recorded back-to-back 2-strike singles. Carrington Arion walked on a full count pitch, and then Smith popped out to Poteet. Bases loaded, 2 out, square count on Dean. Martin Jr. mails home. Popped up. Third baseman Nico Newhan is under it, and he makes the half-inning ending catch. The Otterbots strand the bases loaded without bringing home a run. To the bottom of the second, 1-1 tie at Hunter Wright Stadium. Due up for Kingsport. The 5-6-7 hitters, Newhan, Gilliam, and Phillips. Be back in a few moments. Tied in Kingsport.
We'd also like to welcome employees from Eastman. Thank you, Eastman, for your support.
TO 08-3024, Powerball Playoff 2024.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery, game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
Ryan Perry. Looks like he's still on the mound. Well, it looks like this is going to be a bullpen game for the Otterbots. New pitcher for the Otterbots is Sean Scott out of Austin Peay. Ryan Perry will finish with a no decision. In one inning, he allowed a home run, and that's it. First pitch to Newhan is a ball outside. Danville and Kingsport even at one in the bottom of the second. Newhan leads the team with 8 multi-hit games this season. The 1-0. Ball outside. It got past the catcher, Jacob Smith. Newhan is 2-for-9 against Danville this season with a stolen base, 2 runs scored, and 4 strikeouts. The 2-0 popped up. First baseman Cole Johnson is under it, and he makes the catch. So Newhan caught the pop-up to end the top of the second, and then he becomes the next batter, pops up himself.
Number 84, Jet Gillen.
Base is empty, 1 out for Jet Gilliam, who is riding a 25-game on-base streak. First pitch is a strike call. That's the second longest active on-base streak in the Appalachian League. Nick Arias is on top with 26. The 0-1, laced foul and out of play. Against Danville, Gilliam is 1-for-8 with a walk, an RBI, a run scored, and 4 Ks. The 0-2, ball downstairs. In his last series at Burlington, Gilliam went 3-for-6 with a pair of RBIs, two walks, a run scored, and one strikeout. The 1-2 reaches and fouls it back out of play. So again, Ryan Perry has been replaced by the new pitcher, Sean Scott, out of Austin Peay. The 1-2. Strike three call. The two quick outs from Sean Scott.
The second baseman, number 4, Brandon Phillips.
Bases empty, two outs for Brandon Phillips. First pitch is low and inside. Phillips has started the season 1-for-18 with 3 walks and 3 strikeouts, and he's been perfect defensively. The 1-0, check swing, strike call anyway. Phillips is the lone switch hitter in the lineup tonight for the Axemen. Danville has 2 with Smith and Goldberg. The 1-1 is a ball up and away. Phillips was hitless in his first 14 at-bats prior to singling in his first AB at Burlington yesterday morning. The 1-1. Strike two call, and it's actually an even count now. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Both Danville and Kingsport scored 1 in the first inning. Strike three call. It's a perfect second inning for Sean Scott. He punches out both Phillips and Gilliam looking. And we're tied entering the third inning in Kingsport. Due up for the Honor Box. Middle of the order, Cole Johnson, Jacob Smith, and Tanner McCammon. So the Honor Box, of course, had the top of the order due up to begin the game. Then the second inning had the bottom three batters due up. And the top of the third inning have the middle three batters due up. So they set up 6 hitters in each of the first 2 frames, while Kingsport brought up 4 in the first and 3 in the third.
BFNX, please come to the ticket booth. Again, that's grade 4, license plate number 436, BFNX. Please come to the ticket booth.
Name the ways to boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob.
Max out your credit card.
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union Credit Score Builder Loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's Credit Score Builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at TVACreditUnion.com.
Join us now. Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
Well, in the bottom half of the third inning, we'll get to see Thatcher Poteet make his first plate appearance in a Kingsport uniform. Danville with 1 run on 3 hits. Kingsport 1 run on 1 hit, 1 error in the field. Whole lot of ones for the Axemen in the box score.
Heading off to the outer box, the first baseman, number 43, Cole Johnson.
Cole Johnson walked his first time up. 0-for-6 with 2 walks, a run scored, and 3 strikeouts against the Axemen this season. Martin Jr. threw 30 pitches in the first inning, and then 28 in the second. Seems like there's some kind of argument going on between home plate umpire Parsons and the Kingsport dugout, but I have no idea what it could be about. First pitch to Johnson is fouled back off the home plate netting. He threw 15 strikes on 30 pitches in the first inning, then 17 strikes on 28, and a scoreless second where he stranded the bases loaded. The 0-1, strike call. Martin in 2 innings has allowed an earned run on 3 hits, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. He deals the 0-2. Ground ball foul down the first baseline. there's an obscure shirt in attendance, a Jordy Nelson Packers tee. He went to Kansas State and then had a great career with Green Bay. The 0-2 again. Tails outside. And he, I believe he finished his NFL career with the Oakland Raiders at the time. Yes. The 1-2. Cut and a miss. Hoo-ah! Four strikeouts for Javara Martin Jr.
Now batting the catcher, number 16, Jacob Smith.
Jacob Smith is 0-for-1 with a strikeout looking. Base is empty, one out. Top of the third inning. First pitch is fouled off the home plate netting. Jordy Nelson grew up in Manhattan, Kansas, and then was a local guy, went to school at K-State. The 0-1. Ball outside, even count. Next pitch is a ball low and inside. In the third inning in 2024, the Axemen have been outscored 30-16. It's their second worst inning in run differential at minus 14. The 2-1. Lifted into center field. Gilliam charging in, and it drops for a base hit. That's the fourth hit for the Otterbots tonight, and they've recorded one in each of the first three innings. Runner on first, one out.
The designated hitter, number 20, Tanner McCammon.
Tanner McCammon is 0-for-1 with a half-inning ending strikeout looking. That was with the runners in the corners in the top of the first. First pitch is watched for a ball low. Around the Appy League, Johnson City now leads 5-0, Pulaski 9-0, and Burlington still up 1-0 on Bluefield. Martin throws back to first. So with Johnson City more than likely going to take the victory tonight against the Appalachian League best Greenville Flyboys, Kingsport would need to win tonight to stay put in second place. The 1-0 outside. As cold as the Axemen have been, the Doughboys have been just as cold, and that's why Kingsport has been able to stay in the second place spot for an extended period of time. The 2-0. Ball three outside. Martin Jr. looks to battle back. 3-0 is in for a called strike. So Cole Johnson led off with a swinging strikeout, and then Jacob Smith singled. Now it's Tanner McCammon with a hitter's count. The 3-1. Rolled foul into the Kingsport dugout, and a nice bare hand grab by pitching coach Josh Lucas. Martin Jr. was down 3-0, and now he has made it a full count against McCammon. Four of his first seven outs recorded have been strikeouts. Payoff pitch. Chopped foul. And that will also roll to the Kingsport dugout. That ball is picked up by trainer Brandon Harrell. This will be a minimum of a 7-pitch plate appearance for Tanner McCammon. The 3-2 once more from Martin Jr. Blooped foul and is in the first base line, and that will stay in play. McCammon has fouled off 3 straight pitches. Up comes the 8th pitch of the plate appearance from Martin Jr. The 3-2 again. Ball 4 low and away. Now Danville has runners on first and second with one out for Jackson Tyre. Tyre is 0 for 1 with a pop out to the catcher, Thatcher Poteet. No relation to former Axeman Logan Poteet, who's with the Tri-State Colcats. Their last names are spelled differently. First pitch drops in for a strike call. Poteet, Thatcher Poteet, it's spelled P-O-T-E-A-T. Logan Poteet is a double E instead of the E-A-T, like eat, as in eat food. The 0-1, low and inside. Javar Martin's pitch count has climbed to 77 in 2 1/3 innings. So that's more than 10 pitches per out. The 1-1 outside. McCammon on first. He walked on 8 pitches. Smith on second. He singled into right field. The 2-1 for Martin. Cut and a miss. Well, it's bizarre. At Hunter Wright Stadium tonight, there's a great crowd down the first baseline, but down the third baseline, it's very sparse. The 2-2. Low and in, and it fills up the count against Tyre. Full count, one out, tie game in the top of the third inning. Payoff pitch. Ball 4 in the dirt. And the Otterbots have loaded the bases for the second straight inning with one out.
The left fielder, number 17, Andrew Marcello.
Andrew Marcello is 1 for 1 with a single. He was stranded on third base with the bases loaded to end the top of the second. And now Josh Lucas will make another mound visit to Javara Martin. He has thrown 81 pitches, 44 strikes. Tyre on first, McCammon on second, and Smith on third. Tyre and McCammon both walked, and then Smith singled. The visit concludes. The infield returns their designated spot. Zyrus to first, Phillips to second, Swinney at short, and Newhan at the hot corner. And Poteet behind the plate. Bases loaded, one out for Andrew Marcello. First pitch is low and inside, ball one. Martin has now walked four batters, including two straight. Three straight hitters have reached safely for the Anvil. The 1-0, ball low and away. Kingsport bullpen is quite crowded. The 2-0, fouled into the Danville dugout, strike one. Danville with one run on four hits. Kingsport one run on one hit, which was a Mason Swinney two-out solo home run. Two balls and a strike. The pitch. Strike two call. Gorgeous movement from Martin Jr. on the changeup. He's thrown three straight changeups since opening up with a slider on the first offering to Marcello. Square count on the Canisius Golden Griffith. The pitch. Strike three call. Hoo-ah! Martin Jr. has struck out his fifth batter and his fourth looking.
The third baseman, number 10, Jackson Goldberg.
Bases loaded, two outs for Jackson Goldberg, who's one for one with a single. First pitch is a strike call. Danville looks to avoid stranding the bases loaded with one out for the second straight inning. We're 2 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and we're still only in the top of the third with two outs. The 0-1, just outside. This will most likely be the final inning for Martin Jr. That pitch count is up to 88. The 1-1, fouled back. Look, as high as his pitch count has been, he's only allowed one run. He's about to deliver his 90th pitch and 32nd of the frame. Tyre on first, McCammon on second, Smith on third, two outs. Ball and two strikes on Goldberg. Martin hurls home. Ground ball to third. Newhan scoops it up on the backhand, and he can't make the play to third on the force out. So Smith scores on a Goldberg RBI single, and the Otterbots lead 2-1.
The second baseman, number two, Carrington Aaron.
It was the right idea from Newhan to try to make that half-inning-ending force out. But McCammon beat him to it. And that's going to do it for Javar Martin Jr. He's responsible for all three runners on base. In 2 2/3 innings of work, he allowed two earned runs on five hits, four walks, and five strikeouts. So he exits the game, and C replaces him. Well, it's the leadoff batter, Carrington Aaron, who will be due up. And the new pitcher is Carson Clark. He's been on a hot streak. He started the season slow, allowing four earned runs in his first two innings, but has since thrown four straight shutout frames on four hits, three walks, and five strikeouts. So Clark, no decisions in a 6 ERA, will inherit the bases loaded with two outs. Carrington Aaron up to bat when we return. Goldberg on first, Tyre on second, McCammon on third. Clark's first pitch is inside, ball one. Carrington Aaron is 1-for-1 with a double, a walk, and a run scored. Danville 2, Kingsport 1, the 1-0. Strike one call. Even count on the leadoff batter. The 1-1, outside. Two balls and a strike on Carrington Aaron. The pitch, ground ball to second, picked up by Phillips, and he throws to first for the half inning ending out. Danville strands the bases loaded for the second straight inning. However, it does bring home the go-ahead run on a Jackson Goldberg RBI infield single that scored Jacob Smith. Danville has left multiple runners on base in three straight innings to begin the game. To the bottom of the third inning, due up for the Axemen, Rogan, Poteet, and Tyree Jackson, the 8-9-1 hitters. When we come back, Danville 2, Kingsport 1.
Instant play 30.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Otterbots bring in yet another pitcher. Now throwing for the Otterbots, Mason Brady out of Newberry College.
Now for the Axe Media, the right fielder, number 92, Charlie Rogan.
Charlie Rogan will lead off the bottom of the third inning for the Axemen. He's driven in 11 runs in his last 12 games. First offering from Brady. Ball outside. Rogan is significantly better hitting ahead in the count. He's 9 for 25, but then behind the count, he's 1 for 22. And now manager Mickey Tettleton coming out to speak with the base umpire, and he doesn't seem too happy. What could possibly be going on here? Mickey Tettleton still speaking now with home plate umpire Parsons right in front of the Otterbots dugout. And he's still walking with him. I'm not sure what he's arguing about. And now he comes out again. Tettleton now standing next to Parsons behind home plate. What could this possibly be about? And now he's going to speak to the Kingsport dugout. He's walking into the Kingsport dugout. I don't think he just got ejected. But he's disappeared. So ball and no strikes on Rogan. Ball two outside. That is bizarre. Hitters count for Rogan, the 2-0. Ground ball, first base side. The 2-1 is fouled back, and the count is square on Rogan. And we're all trying to figure out up in the press box what exactly just went down with Mickey Tettleton and home plate umpire Parsons. And then Tettleton exited through the Kingsport dugout, which is even more bizarre. Next pitch is ball three, low and outside, and the count is full. Bases empty, nobody out. Bottom of the third inning, 2-1 Otterbots. Payoff pitch. Ball four, high and outside. It's a leadoff walk for Charlie Rogan. And it appears that Tettleton has been removed from the game. Thatcher Poteet makes his first career plate appearance with Kingsport. First offering is a ball low and outside. Whoa, they called that strike one. Oh boy. The 0-1. Strike two call. No balls and two strikes on Thatcher Poteet. Rogan leads off first base, held on by Cole Johnson. The pitch. Swing and a miss, but Rogan will steal second base. And he's down in pain. Oh, no. Rogan is now sitting behind second base. Oh, no. He's rolling over, and now trainer Brandon Harrell as well as third base coach David Newhan come out to check on Rogan. He has his hands on his head. He appears to be in a lot of pain. Well, Rogan is back up. He takes his helmet back, and now he'll walk into the outfield, just stretching out his leg. His helmet is back on. I think we're going to figure out whether or not he stays in this game. And he will. Now he's jogging again a little bit, but he'll stay in the game. So Rogan steals. And the Axemen have a runner on second with one out for Tyree Jackson. First pitch is cut on and missed. Danville 2, Kingsport 1 in the bottom of the third inning. No balls and a strike, one out. Runner on second for Tyree Jackson. The pitch from Brady. Downstairs, ball one. Jackson is 0 for 1 with a swinging strikeout. He's 0 for 9 against Danville this season, searching for his first hit against the Otterbots. The 1-1. Strike 2 call. Jackson is 6 for 16 this season, batting with one out. Rogan leads off second base. The 1-2. Cut and a miss. Strike 3. Jackson out on strikes for the second time tonight.
The designated hitter, number 22, R.J. Johnson, Jr.
And now Rogan is walking toward the Kingsport dugout, and I think they will make a switch. Cal Sefcik will come in and pinch run for Rogan and take his spot. So what's going to happen is most likely Sefcik will take Rogan's spot in right field. So that retires the night for Charlie Rogan. Walked and stole a base, and now third base coach David Newhan discussing it with home plate umpire Parsons. There's been a lot of dead time in this game today between injuries and Tettleton's ejection and two pitching changes already for the Otterbots. This could be a late night at the ballpark. But I'm still extremely curious as to why Tettleton was so upset and why he got ejected. Sefcik is the new runner on second with two outs for R.J. Johnson Jr. First pitch is fouled back. Big 10 batter, Big 12 runner. And that Big 12 runner just transferred from a Big 10 school. Went from Indiana to Cincinnati. And then R.J. Johnson Jr. out of Rutgers. He's 0-for-1 with a fly out to the deep center field, Jackson Tire. The 0-1, strike two call. No balls and two strikes on R.J. Johnson Jr. The game-tying run is on second base. Brady fires home. Strike three call. Now Johnson Jr. having a word with Parsons. Well, he'll now walk slowly back to the dugout. Brady strikes out the side in an untraditional third inning. And now Carson Clark will return to the mound for the Axemen through three innings. Danville 2, Kingsport 1. Two up for the Otterbots in the top of the fourth inning. Addison Smith, Micah Dean, and Cole Johnson, the 2-3-4 hitters. When we return, the Axemen trail by one.
A farm. A family and a tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century. Using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen. Leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm. Quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
Carson Clark faces Addison Smith. First pitch is a strike call. Danville is out hitting Kingsport 5-1, but only outscoring them 2-1. The 0-1, foul tip, strike two. Cal Sefcik remains in the game as the right fielder replacing Charlie Rogan. The 0-2. Foul back. Clark has thrown five straight scoreless innings in relief for the Axemen. The 0-2 again. Strike three call. Hoo-bah. Clark punches out Smith looking. And the Axemen pitching staff tonight has struck out six batters. Five looking. I've never seen something quite like this, but when you look at that strike three call, it was outside, so it makes sense. First pitch of the ball low and in to Micah Dean. He's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a pop out to the third baseman, Nico Newhan. And that strand of the base is loaded in the top of the second. The 1-0, ground ball foul, third base side. We'll see if this game starts to pick up pace. A very slow-moving opening three frames. Next pitch is lifted into the right center gap for a base hit. And it's a throw coming from the outfield, and it's late. One out double for Micah Dean. That's the second extra base hit for the Otterbots tonight.
The first baseman, number 43, Cole Johnson.
Runner on second, one out for Cole Johnson. First pitch is popped up, foul behind home plate. Danville now with two runs on six hits. Kingsport, one run on that Mason Swinney solo home run. Again, Sefcik is playing in right field, replacing Charlie Rogan. The 0-1 is in the dirt, and it evens the count. Score update around the league. First in Johnson City, it's now 6-0 Doughboys. And Bluefield now leads Burlington 4-1. The 1-1. Runner takes off. It's a ball high and outside. Throw down to third from Poteet is late. And Micah Dean steals third base. Runner on third, one out for Cole Johnson. He's 0-1 with a walk and a strikeout. Next pitch is foul tip off his foot. He's limping a little bit outside the box, but now he looks down at his foot and walks further away from the box. And now we'll have a little injury delay. But Johnson will stay in the game. Two balls and two strikes on the Oklahoma State Cowboy. Micah Dean on third base with one out in the top of the fourth inning. The 2-2 from Clark. Skied high into center field. Jet Gilliam makes the catch, but Micah Dean will score from third on a Cole Johnson RBI sacrifice fly. The Otterbots now lead 3-1.
Now batting the catcher, number 16, Jacob Smith.
So Danville in front by two for the first time tonight. Base is empty, two outs for Jacob Smith. First pitch is high and outside, and that snaps Clark's five-inning scoreless streak. Here's a strike one call. The 1-1. Ball low and away. In the bottom half of the fourth inning, it'll be Swinney, Zyrus, and Newhan due up. 2-1 from Clark. Launched high in the air to deep right center field. Gilliam running back. It goes over his head, and it hops off the wall. And now he makes his way to third base, and this will be a two-out triple for Jacob Smith. It's the third extra base hit tonight for Danville and the second of the inning.
The designated hitter, number 20, Tanner McCammon.
Runner on third, two outs for Tanner McCammon. McCammon is 0-1 with a strikeout and a walk. First pitch is low and away. The 1-0. Strike call. Well, Kingsport's issue entering tonight was allowing multi-run innings, but so far, every inning Danville has scored in has just been one. Next pitch is fouled off the Danville dugout. Ball and two strikes. The Otterbots scored one in the first inning, one in the third, and one so far in the fourth. but Clark is one strike away from limiting the damage to one in the top of the fourth. The 1-2, ball high and outside. The 2-2, ball three up and away. Full count on McCammon. Jacob Smith leads off third base following his two-out triple. Payoff pitch. Chopper up the middle. Shortstop Swinney slides, makes the play. Throw to first is scooped up by Zyrus, but it's late. And it's a two-out, two-strike RBI single for Tanner McCammon. The Otterbots lead 4-1.
Now batting the center fielder, number 24, Jackson Tyre.
That's one of those plays where the tie goes to the runner. And now David Newhan vacates the Kingsport dugout and will have a word with base umpire Blake McKnight. Continues to chat with McKnight. And now we'll walk back to the Kingsport dugout. And now he's speaking to home plate umpire Parsons as he walks back. The twists and turns in this game. Runner on first, two outs for Jackson Tyre. First offering from Clark is a strike call. Danville has put up two runs in the top of the fourth inning. The 0-1. Lifted into the right center gap for a base hit. Sefcik gets it on one hop. He throws to second, and it's late. And it's a two-out double for Jackson Tyre. That's the third extra base hit of the inning for the Otterbots.
Now batting the left fielder, number 17. Marcello.
First pitch to Marcello is a strike call, and with that, the Otterbots have brought up a minimum of six batters in all four innings tonight. The 0-1, caught and a miss, strike two. The Axemen look to stay within three runs entering the bottom half. Tyre on second, McCammon on third. Clark deals the 0-2. Just outside, and the crowd does not like it. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Hoo-ah! Clark punches out Marcello swinging to end the top of the fourth inning, but the Otterbots score a pair, an RBI single from Tanner McCammon and an RBI sack fly from Cole Johnson. Kingsport looks to swing the pendulum toward its end. Mason Swinney, Devin Zyras, and Nico Newhand. The 3-4-5 hitters are due up for the Axemen when we return. Danville ahead by three. Fans, make sure to stop by the concession stands to get yourself an Elm Hill hot dog. It's the only hot dog made in Tennessee. Elm Hill is the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. Mason Swinney will lead off the bottom of the fourth inning. He's 1-for-1 with a two-out solo home run. It is still Mason Brady working on the mound for the Otterbots. First pitch is behind Swinney, and it goes off the backstop, ball one. So manager Rick Adair is not here tonight, so David Newhand is the acting manager. The 1-0, low and inside. Swinney has homered five times in July. No other player has homered more than twice this month. Hitters count for the DBU Patriot. The 2-0, Swinney grounds it sharply but foul down the third baseline. Swinney has the lone Axemen hit. The Otterbots are out hitting Kingsport 9-1. But it's only a three-run game. The 2-1. Swinney fouls it off the backstop, or the home plate netting. It was a high pitch. Would have been ball three, but it evens up the count. Danville 4, Kingsport 1. The Axemen have lost six of their last seven games and look to get back to their winning ways. Brady from the windup, shakes off a sign, now fires home the 2-2. Strike three call. Mason Swinney out on strikes to begin the bottom of the fourth, and Mason Brady has retired each of his first four batters faced. Nine strikeouts looking tonight, combined. Five for Danville, four for Kingsport. First pitch to Zyras, hops before home plate, and it's a ball in the dirt. Also got past the catcher, Smith. Devin Zyras is 0-for-1 with an inning-ending groundout to the second baseman, Carrington Aaron. It was a well-hit ball, though. The 1-0. Ball outside. Zyras has reached base safely in 23 of his last 45 plate appearances. The 2-0 fouled off the end of the bat, and it will be strike one. In that span, Zyras has an above 500 on base percentage. The 2-1, low and away. Hitters count for the Eastern Michigan Eagle. The 3-1 from Brady. Zyras will chop it foul down the third baseline. Strike two, and it fills up the count. Against Danville this season, Zyras is 1-for-5 with an RBI triple. The payoff from Brady. Swing and a miss. Or did he foul tip it on the dirt? And then it was caught by Smith. Oh, and they're saying it's a strike three. And Zyrus is talking to home plate umpire Parsons, and he is livid. This might be the most poorly officiated game this season. These umpires have no control over the game. I mean, every inning, there is a confrontation between a coach or manager and either the base or home plate umpire. You have to get control of this game. So what looked to be a foul ball that hit the dirt first, that's a strike three on Zyrus. Now first pitch to Newhan is a cut and a miss. No balls and a strike, two outs for Newhan. Chopper to third, scooped up by Goldberg, and he lost it on the transfer, and Newhan will reach on a fielding error. See if this can spark a two-out rally for the Axemen. Runner on first, two outs for Jet Gilliam. He's 0 for 1 with a strikeout looking in the bottom of the second. First pitch is a ball low and away. The 0-1. That's a strike call and it evens the count. Ball and a strike on Gilliam, 4-1 Otterbots in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch, cut and a miss, strike two. Newhan leads off first base, held on by Johnson. The 1-2, Newhan takes off, but it's a swing and a miss anyway, and Gilliam is out on strikes. The boos continue to rain from the crowd. Through four, Danville 4, Kingsport 1. Due up in the top of the fifth inning for the Otterbots, the 9-1-2 hitters Goldberg, Aaron, and Smith. It's baseball season, and nothing goes better with baseball than a hot dog. Elm Hill Hot Dog is proud to be the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. Elm Hill is the only hot dog made in Tennessee. So enjoy a hot dog the next time you are at Hunter Wright Stadium or pick some up at your local grocery retailer. And Kingsport brings in a new pitcher, and I'll tell you what, it is not a familiar face, and I think we're going to have a debut. And we will. Now pitching for the Axemen, David Ellison. He's the oldest active player on the Kingsport roster at 23 years old. And he's the fifth oldest player in the league. He was born May 29th, 2001. He is one of five 23-year-olds, but he's the youngest of all of them. Ellison is out of Lincoln Memorial in University, and he just graduated from there. Final line for Carson Clark in relief. In an inning and a third, he allowed two earned runs on four hits, no walks and two strikeouts. But at the moment, Javar Martin is the losing pitcher. And then maybe Sean Scott is the winning pitcher because the Danville starter only threw one inning and then Scott threw a scoreless inning. But then Brady so far has thrown two shutout frames. So David Ellison will come in to pitch in the fifth inning. Goldberg, Aaron, and Smith due up for Danville. Jackson Goldberg is 2-for-2 with an RBI single. And he'll face David Ellison, making his season debut for the Kingsport Axemen. First pitch is a ball low and away. Ellison is 6'4", 230 pounds. The 1-0, cut and a miss. Ellison is originally from Morristown, Tennessee. Ball and a strike on Goldberg. The pitch. Strike two call. Danville with four runs on nine hits. Kingsport, one run on two hits. There's a ball high outside. Well, there's that hit from Newhand. That just has to be a fielding error. The 2-2, swing and a miss, but it gets past the catcher. Poteet and Goldberg will reach on a drop third strike.
Now batting the second baseman, number 2, Carrington Aaron.
Runner on first, nobody out for Carrington Aaron. Aaron is 1-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. It's his fourth plate appearance already. No Kingsport batter has made his third plate appearance. First pitch is a strike call. Goldberg leads off first base. And Ellison throws back. So first pitch was at 7 o'clock. It's now 8:43, and we're not even halfway done with this game. The 0-1, runner takes off, but it's fouled back. No balls and two strikes on Carrington Aaron. Ellison fires home. That's blooped into right field. Cal Sefcik is under it. He makes the catch. So very fortunate that that last pitch was fouled back, because Goldberg probably would have taken second base.
Now batting the shortstop, number 6, Emerson Smith.
Runner on first, one out for Addison Smith. Smith tonight is 0-for-3 with a strikeout. He is the only Otterbot that has not reached base tonight. First pitch lays down a bunt. Oh, and miscommunication between Ellison and Poteet will result in an infield single for Addison Smith. And now all nine Otterbots have reached base safely. That's a brilliant bunt. Runners on first and second, one out for Micah Dean, who doubled and scored his last time around. First pitch from Ellison is in for a strike. Danville now has double digits in the hit column. And the only player without a hit is surprisingly Cole Johnson, who is on deck. The 0-1, up and in. Four of Danville's 10 hits have been for extra bases, three doubles and a triple. Smith on first, Goldberg on second, the 1-1. Ball in the dirt, kept in front by Poteet. The 2-1, foul back, strike two. Square count on Micah Dean. Runners on first and second, one out. The Otterbots look to extend their lead to four or more. The 2-2. Hit him on the back. It's a two-strike HBP from Ellison to Dean, and it loads the bases for the fourth straight inning.
First baseman, number 43, Cole Johnson.
Bases loaded, one out for Cole Johnson. Dean on first, Smith on second, Goldberg on third. And now second baseman Brandon Phillips meets with catcher Thatcher Poteet and the pitcher David Ellison. Dean on first, Smith on second, Goldberg on third. Goldberg reached on a drop third strike, Smith singled, and Dean was hit by a pitch. And it's the cleanup batter, Cole Johnson. And Ellison steps off. And Ellison steps off again. Ellison's first pitch is skied high and out of play. No balls and a strike. The pitch. Ground ball into right field for a base hit. Goldberg scores. Smith gets the wave home. The throw to the plate is not in time. And it's a two-run single for Cole Johnson. Danville now leads 6-1.
Now batting the catcher number 16, Jacob Smith.
Runners on the corners, one out for Jacob Smith. Johnson on first, Dean on third. First pitch is a strike call. The 0-1. Lifted foul down the right field line. Ellison, in a third of an inning, has allowed two earned runs on two hits. His one strikeout did not result in an out because Goldberg reached on a drop third strike. The 0-2 gets past the catcher Poteet, and Dean will score from third. Johnson advances to second base, and it's 7-1 Otterbots. Ball and two strikes on Smith. The pitch laced into deep right field. Smith will have that drop over the wall, and it's a RBI book rule double for Smith that brings home Cole Johnson, and Danville leads 8-1.
The designated hitter, number 20, Tanner McCarron.
That's now 5 extra base hits for the Otterbots. Runner on second, one out for Tanner McCammon. Singled home a run his last time up. He swings and misses at the first pitch. The Otterbots have 8 runs on 12 hits. Kingsport with 1 run on 2 hits. The 0-1. Foul back, strike 2. Two pitch from Ellison. Chopper to third. Newhand charging in, and he can't scoop it up cleanly. And McCammon will reach on a fielding error. And then Smith advanced to third. Now, mound visit from pitching coach Josh Lucas. And it looks like the Otterbots will bring in a pinch runner. Replacing Tanner McCammon on the base paths is Alex Conover. Conover out of Oklahoma State. The Otterbots are in the midst of a 4-run fifth inning. Multi-run innings have killed Kingsport recently. Of the last 27 innings Kingsport has been scored against, 20 have been multi-run frames. Jackson Tire is the 8th Otterbot to make a plate appearance this inning. McCammon on first, Smith on third. First offering. Low and away, ball 1. The 1-0, high and outside. Ellison has thrown 25 pitches, 17 have been strikes. He's pounding the zone, it's just that Danville is getting a lot of hits off of him. The 2-0, skied high into right center field. Sefcik is under it. He makes the catch, but Smith will tag from third and score on a Jackson Tire RBI sacrifice fly, and the Otterbots now lead 9-1.
The left fielder, number 17, Andrew Marcello.
Now the ninth batter of the inning up to bat for the Otterbots. Andrew Marcello. Marcello tonight is 1-for-3 with a single and a pair of strikeouts. First pitch lays down a bunt, pulls back, and he did so in time. It's ball one. Ball and no strikes on Marcello. Conover on first. The pitch. Outside, ball two. Ellison, in two-thirds of an inning, has allowed 5 earned runs on 3 hits, no walks, and a strikeout. The 2-0. Fouled back, strike one. It was a tie game after the first inning and after the second as well, but then Danville scored 1 in the third, 2 in the fourth, and 5 so far in the fifth inning. Two balls and a strike on Marcello. The pitch, cut and a miss. Two-two from Ellison. Swing and a miss. Ellison strikes out Marcello swinging. But the Otterbots bring home 5 in the top of the fifth inning and lead Kingsport by 8. It's 9-1 halfway through tonight's game. Due up in the bottom of the fifth for Kingsport, Brandon Phillips, Charlie Rogan, and Thatcher Poteet. 7-8-9 batters. And it will not be Rogan. It'll be Cal Sefcik in that spot.
Name the ways to boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob.
Max out your credit card.
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union Credit Score Builder Loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's Credit Score Builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at TVACreditUnion.com.
Join us now.
Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
Caden Washington now pitching for the Otterbots out of Austin Peay University. Danville relievers have thrown 3 scoreless innings. First pitch to Phillips is a strike call. Phillips is 0-for-1 with an inning-ending strikeout looking. He's 1 for his first 19 at-bats. The 0-1, check swing, strike 2 call. Phillips, Sefcik, and Poteet, the bottom of the order due up for Kingsport. Again, Sefcik replaced Rogan earlier in the game. The 0-2, strike 3 call. Phillips gets rung up on three pitches by Caden Washington. That's now 10 looking strikeouts in this game. Usually there's around 3 to 4 in a whole game. Already 10 tonight. First pitch to Sefcik is a strike one call. The zone has been very wide from home plate umpire Parsons. The 0-1, cut and a miss. Well, in games like this, it's very important to keep your cool because the Axemen cannot afford to get any players ejected with this depleted roster. The 0-2, popped up foul behind home plate. No balls and two strikes on Sefcik. The pitch. Lifted high in the air to right center field. Micah Dean is in the gap, and he makes the catch for the second out in the bottom of the fifth.
The catcher, number 3, catcher, Jose.
Thatcher Poteet is 0-for-1 with a swinging strikeout. Bases empty, two outs. First pitch from Washington is in for a strike call. The Axemen have yet to bring up more than four batters in an offensive half inning, while Danville has brought up a minimum of six in all five. The 0-1, low and inside, evens up the count. Ball and a strike on Thatcher Poteet. The pitch popped up, shallow right field, and the inning-ending catch is made by Micah Dean. It's a perfect fifth for Caden Washington. Otterbot relievers have thrown four scoreless frames. To the top of the sixth inning, Danville 9, Kingsport 1. Due up for the Otterbots, Jackson Goldberg, Carrington Aaron, and Addison Smith. 9-1-2 batters for Danville.
TL 13-30-19, instant play 30.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
New pitcher for the Axemen is Trey Maples. Final outing for David Ellison. In one completed inning, he allowed 5 earned runs on 3 hits, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. So Trey Maples becomes the 4th Kingsport pitcher to make an appearance tonight. The previous 3 have all allowed multiple earned runs. In his last 5 innings pitched, Maples has allowed 16 earned runs on 9 hits, 10 walks, and 5 strikeouts. In that span, he has a 3.8 whip and 28.8 ERA, but he looks to bounce back tonight against Danville. In fact, on opening day at Danville, Maples threw a scoreless inning on no hits, a walk, and a strikeout. Of his 8 outings, that is 1 of 2 scoreless appearances. So Maples will face the 9-1-2 hitters in the Otterbots order. 31 of Maple's 52 batters faced have reached base safely, and that's 60%. In his last outing on July 9th at Burlington, in two-thirds of an inning, he allowed two earned runs on two hits and a home run. Jackson Goldberg will face Trey Maples to lead off the sixth inning. Goldberg tonight is 2-for-3 with an RBI single. First pitch is a strike call for Maples. The 0-1. Ball low and inside. Even count on Goldberg. The 1-1 for Maples. Popped up. And the pitcher Maples going after in foul territory. Instead, he gives way to Newhan, who makes the catch. One down in the top of the sixth. Good start for Maples.
Now batting number two, Carrington Aaron.
Carrington Aaron makes his fifth plate appearance before any Kingsport batter has made its third. First pitch is foul back, strike one. Carrington Aaron tonight is 1-for-3 with a double, a walk, and a run scored. Maples from the windup. Fires home the 0-1. Ground ball to first. Zyrus collects it, and he steps on the bag for the unassisted out. So entering the sixth inning, the Otterbots brought up a minimum of six hitters in each of the first five, and Maples has retired the first two in the top of the sixth inning. He looks to get a perfect frame. First pitch is popped up foul, and that'll drop in front of Nico Newhan, or to the side of him. Maples 3-for-3 on first pitch strikes. Addison Smith up to bat. Smith is 1-for-4. With a run scored and a strikeout. He singled his last time up in the top of the fifth. The 0-1 is a ball high. Danville 9, Kingsport 1. The 1-1, ball upstairs. Two balls and a strike. The pitch, low and away. Hitters count for Smith. The 3-1, strike two call. When we get to the bottom half of the sixth inning, which is hopefully right after this pitch, the top of the order is due up for Kingsport. The payoff for Maples, low and in, and it gets past the catcher, Poteet. And it's a two-out, two-strike walk for Addison Smith. There will be no perfect inning.
The right fielder, number 4, Micah Dean.
First pitch to Dean is belted into center field for a base hit. Smith advances to second base, and Micah Dean has a multi-hit game.
The first baseman, number 43, Cole Johnson.
Otterbots 9, Axman 1. Danville now has 13 hits. First pitch to Johnson is grounded to third. Newhand makes the play. Throw to first is perfection for the half inning ending out. For the first time since the second inning, Danville is held off the board. To the bottom of the sixth, Danville 9, Kingsport 1. Top of the order is due up for the Axemen. It's time to climb back into this game. Tyree Jackson, R.J. Johnson Jr., and Mason Swinney. The top of the order is due up for Kingsport. It's time to take the Appy Way home at Appalachian Community Federal Credit Union. Whether you're looking for lower loan rates, higher deposit rates, the convenience of banking from anywhere, or a friendly face to help you navigate tough financial decisions, the Appy team is here to help. Save time and money when you join online and get pre-approved for your loan today. Caden Washington returns to the mound for the Otterbots. It's an 8-run deficit faced by Kingsport in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch to Jackson. Ball downstairs. Kingsport has outscored its opponents this season 28-19 in the sixth inning, and it's the Axemen's highest scoring frame, the 1-0. Strike call. Jackson tonight is 0-2 with a pair of swinging strikeouts. He enters tonight on a team-best 7-game hit streak. The 1-1. Strike two call. It's been a frustrating night so far for Kingsport, but this game's not over yet. We've seen a team come back from down 9 this season, Burlington against Johnson City. The 1-2. Jackson grounds it fair down the third baseline for a base hit. Jackson rounds first on his way to second base, and he will stand up safely with a leadoff double. And with that, Jackson extends his team-best hit streak to 8 games. There's no such thing as an 8-run hit, but there is such thing as an 8-run inning. Runner on second, nobody out for R.J. Johnson Jr. Jackson takes off. First pitch is outside, but called a strike, and Jackson swipes third base. For Jackson, it is his 10th stolen bag of the season. That first pitch strike was way outside the zone. No balls and a strike on Johnson Jr. The pitch, low and away. A lot of controversial strike calls tonight. Runner on third, nobody out for R.J. Johnson Jr., who is 0-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. The 1-1, low and away, ball two. Johnson Jr. ahead in the count on Washington. The 2-1. Strike two call. Square count on the Rutgers Scarlet Knight. The 2-2. Ground ball right back to the pitcher, Washington, who makes the play, throw to first in time for the out. Impressive stop from Washington on the mound. And Jackson stays put at third base. Runner on third, one out for Mason Swinney. He's one for two with a solo home run, his team leading fifth of the season. First pitch is taken for a ball inside. The 1-0. Strike call. Even count on the DBU Patriot. Jackson on third base. He doubled and stole the bag. The 1-1. Inside, and the ball kicks to the side of Jacob Smith. Two balls and a strike. The Axemen are just looking to give some life to the crowd. And that Jackson double and stolen base should have done the job. The 2-1, Swinney, ground ball to second base, scooped up by Aaron. Throw to first for the out, but Jackson scores on a Mason Swinney RBI ground out. And it's now 9-2, Danville. Swinney has both RBIs tonight for the Axemen.
The first baseman, number 15,
bases empty, two outs for Devin Zyras. First pitch is a strike call. Well, the last time Zyras was up to bat, they called a swinging strikeout on a 3-2 pitch, but it appeared that it was a foul ball that hit the dirt before it was caught by Smith, as there's ball one outside. And Zyras was quite irate about that call. The 1-1. Strike two call. Nico Newhan is on deck. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Zyras is out on strikes. But Kingsport does bring home a run on a Mason Swinney RBI ground out. Top of the seventh coming up next. Jacob Smith, Tanner McCammon, and Jackson Tire due up for Danville.
Be sure to check it out for discounted gear, baseball cards, logo baseballs, and much more.
Be back in a moment. Trey Maples returns to the mound for the Axemen.
Everyone in Section D will receive a voucher from Swaggerty. Swaggerty's farm, quite possibly.
A farm, a family, and a tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century. Using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
Defensive change replacing Tyree Jackson in left field, Liam McCallum. So McCallum will now be the leadoff batter and playing in position number 7. First pitch from Maples is a ball low and away. Due up for Danville. Smith, McCammon, and Tyre. And Smith has had himself a night since striking out looking in the first inning, has recorded a hit in each of his next 3 at-bats. There's a ball too low and inside. Jacob Smith is a home run short of the cycle. The 2-0. Smith grounds it up the middle. Second baseman Phillips makes the backhand play. The throw to first is on the money. One out in the top of the seventh. An off-balance throw, and he gets the out. Maples has now thrown an inning and a third of scoreless baseball since allowing five earned runs in his last inning entering this appearance. First offering to McCammon. The ball low and in. Well, Kingsport has it in him to come back. They have a seven-run inning this season, and that came in the eighth. The 1-0 is ripped into right field for a base hit. Tanner McCammon has a multi-hit game. That seven-run inning came against Pulaski. That was on the opening homestand. Danville now has 14 hits.
Now batting number 24, Jackson Tyre.
Runner on first, one out for Jackson Tyre. RBI sack fly his last plate appearance. First pitch is inside, and McCammon thought it hit him, or Tyre. And it did hit him. So it's a hit by pitch to Jackson Tyre. Runners on first and second, one out for Andrew Marcello. Has struck out in three straight at-bats since recording a single in the second inning. First pitch is a strike call. Danville with 9 runs on 14 hits. Kingsport has 2 runs on 3 hits and have made a pair of errors in the field. Tyre on first, McCammon on second. The 0-1, up and in. In the bottom of the seventh inning, after stretch time, it is the 5-6-7 hitters, Newhand, Gilliam, and Phillips, due up to bat. The 1-1, low and away. Maples from the stretch. Rolls home the 2-1. Marcello mashes it into left field for a base hit. McCammon gets the wave home. He scores. It's an RBI single for Andrew Marcello. It's a multi-hit game for him, and Danville leads 10-2.
Now batting number 10, Jackson Goldberg.
Micah Dean, Jacob Smith, Marcello, and Goldberg all have multi-hit games. Runners on first and second, one out for Jackson Goldberg. Two singles to his name tonight. Marcello on first, Tyre on second. First offering from Maples is caught by Maples, and he tosses it back to first. It's a 1-3 half-inning ending double play. Danville brings home a run, but Maples makes the most notable play of the frame. Nice catch on the comebacker. To the bottom of the seventh, Axman looked to build on the momentum, trailing by 8. Newhand, Gilliam, and Phillips do up. It's stretch time at Hunter Wright Stadium. Hey, baseball fans, we understand that choosing a lawyer is a difficult and important decision. So whether you have been charged with a crime, hurt in an accident, or at work, or for any other legal needs you may have, contact Josh Heppner, the official attorney of the Kingsport Axemen. With an office just off Church Circle in downtown Kingsport, Josh Heppner can assist in your case throughout the Tri-Cities. So please call him at 423-247-6151. That's 423-247-6151 for Josh Heppner, attorney at law. New pitcher for the Otterbots is Zachariah Gibson. New pitcher for Danville again, Zachariah Gibson from Westminster, South Carolina. He goes to Florence Darlington Tech Junior College. That's a mouthful. Well, I think I have my new favorite name in the league, Zachariah. So Gibson faces Newhan. First pitch is a ball low and away. Danville 10, Kingsport 7 in the bottom of the seventh inning. The 1-0 popped up. Right field under it, Micah Dean. He makes the catch.
The center fielder number 84, Jeff Gillen.
Jet Gilliam's 25-game on-base streak is in jeopardy. He's 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. First offering from Gibson. Strike call. The 0-1 from Gibson. Low and away. The 1-1, outside ball two. Well, a walk will do the job for Gilliam to get it to a 26-game on-base streak, but he's also on a 5-game hit streak. The 2-1, Gilliam grounds it to shortstop, picked up by Smith, and he throws to first for the out.
The second baseman, number 4, Brandon Phillips.
Base is empty, 2 outs for Brandon Phillips. Kingsport scored 1 in the bottom of the first, 1 in the bottom of the sixth, while Danville scored 1 in the first, 1 in the third, 2 in the fourth, 5 in the fifth, and 1 in the seventh. First pitch to Phillips is a swing and a miss. Score update around the Appalachian League. Johnson City leads 7-1. Bluefield leads 4-2. The 0-1, cut and a miss, strike two. Bristol trails Pulaski 14-1. And then Tri-State is thumping Elizabethton 9-2. The 0-2 from Gibson. Foul tip, and it was not caught by Smith, so Phillips will stay in the box. So it's looking like Johnson City will take second place for the first time in over 2 weeks. Second place. The 0-2 from Gibson. Phillips with a slow roller to second. Aaron charges in and makes the play. Throw to first in time for the inning ending out. And it's a perfect seventh inning for Zachariah Gibson.
The action fans, don't forget about our specialty item tonight. All-star game hat for only $9.
Top of the order is due up for Danville with Carrington Aaron, Addison Smith, and Micah Dean.
TL 13-30-19, instant play 30.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Carrington Aaron makes his sixth plate appearance of the game. Trey Maples still in the game to pitch. First offering hits him on the helmet. Carrington Aaron gives a fist bump to his on-deck batter, Addison Smith. And with that, Carrington Aaron has reached base three times tonight safely.
Number six, Addison Smith.
A leadoff one-pitch HBP. Now it's Addison Smith. 1-for-4 with a run scored, a walk, and a strikeout. Nearly identical stat line to Carrington Aaron. Swing and a miss, strike one. Danville with 10 runs on 15 hits. The Otterbots have 4 players with multi-hit games, and all 9 starters have recorded a base knock. The 0-1 outside. Tomorrow night, same time, same place. Hopefully not the same outcome for the sake of Kingsport. The 1-1, ball outside. Two balls and a strike on Smith. Maples delivers home. Lifted into right field. Sefcik coming in. He makes a sliding catch. And Aaron will stay put at first base. One down in the top of the eighth.
Now batting number 4, Micah Dean.
And Sefcik entered the game earlier tonight to replace Charlie Rogan, who was injured. He walked and stole second base, and then that was it for him. Runner on first, one out for Micah Dean. First pitch is a ball up and in. As a pitching staff tonight, the Axemen have allowed 10 runs, 9 earned, and 7 and a third innings on 15 hits, 5 walks, and 9 strikeouts. The 1-0. Grounded foul in front of the Kingsport dugout. And ages ago in the second inning, manager Mickey Tettleton of the Danville Otterbots was ejected. So a very early ejection for Tettleton. So really wonder what he's up to. Well, if he's listening, what's up? The 1-1 popped up foul behind home plate. It's funny because Tettleton is the last manager I'd expect to get ejected. Ball and two strikes on Micah Dean. One out in the top of the eighth. pitch. Ball two, low and away. But it's possible that his ejection sparked an Otterbot's offensive explosion. The 2-2 popped up. Shortstop Mason Swinney calls it off early. And he makes the catch. Two down in the top of the eighth.
Now batting number 43, Cole Johnson.
Runner on first, two outs for Cole Johnson. He is 1-for-3 with three RBIs, a run scored, a walk, and a strikeout. First pitch from Maples is laced down the left field line, and that will drop fair for a base hit. Aaron gets the wave home, and now he'll stay put. So it's a two-out double for Cole Johnson, and he has a multi-hit game. He becomes the fifth Otterbot to record two or more hits tonight. That's his ninth double of the season. Johnson has been on a tear for the Otterbots. Runners on second and third and two outs for Jacob Smith. Smith already has a three-hit game. He takes the first pitch, swings and bloops it into right field. And Phillips on the run makes the basket catch. The Otterbots strand two runners in scoring position, fail to bring a run home. To the bottom of the eighth, Danville 10, Kingsport 2. Sefcik Poteet and Leah McCallum are due up for the Axemen when we return.
Tennessee State University is focused on making a real-world impact and improving the quality of life for people in the region and around the world. For our students, learning goes beyond the classroom. Service-based learning and local community partnerships afford students personalized, hands-on experiences that shape their future. Take the first step and join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
Zechariah Gibson returns to the mound for the Otterbots. He tossed a perfect seventh inning on a flyout and a pair of groundouts. So Cal Sefcik, Thatcher Poteet, and Liam McCallum to provide a late spark for the Axemen. Cal Sefcik is 0-for-1 with a flyout to the right fielder. Micah Dean. First pitch is launched high in the air to deep left field. Marcello looks up and it's off the wall and gone. It skimmed the wall and it's a leadoff home run for Cal Sefcik. 10-3 Danville. For Sefcik, it is his third home run of the season. Just got it over.
And
Now it's Thatcher Poteet. First pitch of the ball low. Next pitch is fouled away. Ball and one strike on Phillips. And what's fascinating is that Sefcik has homered three times this season and all have been in the eighth inning or later. One in the eighth and a pair in the ninth. The 1-1. Foul tip, strike two. The 1-2. Ball in the dirt, even count on Phillips. Rather, Thatcher Poteet. The 0-2. Slow roller back to the pitcher, Gibson. Picks it up and throws to first for the out. So one down in the bottom of the eighth. Top of the order, Liam McCallum came in as a defensive replacement for Tyree Jackson. And now he's in the leadoff spot.
Now batting number 30, Liam McCallum.
First pitch to McCallum is a strike call. The 0-1. Ball low and inside. McCallum started the first two games of the season in left field for the Axemen, and that was at Danville. He recorded three hits in his second start. Next pitch is grounded to first. Scooped up by Johnson, and it'll toss to the pitcher, Gibson, who steps on the bag for the out. Two down in the bottom of the eighth. Nobody on, two outs for R.J. Johnson, Jr. First pitch is a strike call. The 0-1. Strike two call. Tonight, Johnson, Jr. is 0-for-3 with a flyout, a ground out, and a strikeout. The 0-2. Ground ball to second base. Picked up by Aaron. Throws to first for the inning ending out. To the top of the ninth, Kingsport gets a run back on a Cal Sefcik leadoff solo blast. But will it be too little too late? We'll see. Top of the ninth. Conover, Tyre, Marcello, the 6-7-8 hitters will come up to bat for the Otterbots. And we'll see who the new pitcher for the Axemen is because Trey Maples' night is over. Maples had a solid outing. In three innings, he allowed an earned run on four hits, one walk, and no strikeouts. His ERA dropped from 22 to 16.55. Well, a new pitcher for Kingsport looks like it's Joseph Fredericks. And this would be his first appearance with Kingsport. Oh, and it's not. This is going to be a position player pitching for the first time this season. Tyler Myatt. Well, Tyler Myatt is not listed as a two-way player, so position guy will be pitching tonight in the ninth inning for Kingsport.
Thank you.
Tyler Myatt will face Conover, Tyre, and Marcello to begin his outing. 10-3 Danville and Kingsport. First offering from Myatt. Low and inside, ball one. First time the Axemen have had a position player come into pitch. There's ball two high. He's throwing it pretty hard, though. The 2-0. Strike call. The 2-1. In the dirt, and it gets past the catcher, Poteet, and it went off the hand of home plate umpire Parsons. And there's still an exchange going back, and Josh Lucas has been tossed from tonight's game. Pitching coach Josh Lucas has been removed from the game as the 3-1 is skied high into left field. Liam McCalling under it, and he makes the catch. There have already been two ejections in tonight's game. One down at the top of the ninth.
Now batting number 24, Jackson Tyre.
Base is empty, one out for Jackson Tyre. First pitch is a strike call. The 0-1. Lined into the right center gap for a base hit. And this will be a one-out single for Jackson Tyre. He becomes the sixth Otterbot to record a multi-hit game tonight.
Now batting number 17, Andrew Marcello.
First pitch from Myatt is a ball low and outside. It gets past the catcher, Poteet, and Tyre will advance to second base. Danville now with 17 hits tonight. Runner on second, one out. Marcello up to bat. The pitch, low and away. The bottom three batters in the Otterbots order all have multiple hits. It's incredible. Jackson Tyre, 2-for-3 with an RBI. Marcello, 2-for-5 with an RBI. And Goldberg is 2-for-5 with an RBI and a run scored. It has been an offensive clinic for the visiting Danville Otterbots. Two balls and no strikes on Andrew Marcello. The pitch, low and away, ball three. The 3-0, strike one call. Tyre leads off second base, the 3-1. Ball four, low and away. It got past the catcher, Poteet, and Tyre will advance to third base without a throw. Now the Otterbots have runners on the corners with two outs. Jackson Goldberg, a multi-hit game already. And he had one after the third inning. Singled in his first two ABs. First pitch is a ball low and inside to Goldberg. Runners on the corners, one out. The pitch. Strike call. The 1-1. Caught and a miss. Strike two. Myatt from the stretch, fires home the 1-2. Slow roller foul toward the Otterbot dugout first base side. So position player Tyler Myatt in a third of an inning has allowed one hit and walked a batter. The 1-2 again. Hit him on the back. And that loads the bases for Carrington Aaron, who is now making his seventh plate appearance of the game.
Now batting number two, Carrington Aaron.
Carrington Aaron has made seven plate appearances, and no Kingsport batter has more than three plate appearances. Danville 10, Kingsport 3. Goldberg on first, Marcello on second, Tyre on third. First pitch to Aaron is a slow roller, fouled first base side, strike one. Tonight, Carrington Aaron is 1-for-4 with a walk and a run scored. He was hit by a pitch his last time up. The 0-1. It goes behind Aaron, and Tyre will score from third base on a wild pitch. And now the ball gets past Tyler Myatt, but the runners will stay put. Now runners on second and third, and an 11-3 Danville lead. Goldberg on second, Marcello on third, the 1-1. Ball high and outside. Danville 11, Kingsport 3, the 2-1. That's blooped into the right center gap. Sefcik charging in. It drops in front of him for a base hit. Marcello scores. Goldberg advances to third, and it's an RBI single for Carrington Aaron. He becomes the seventh Otterbot to record a multi-hit game. Runners on the corners, one out. Aaron on first, Goldberg on third. Addison Smith up to bat. First pitch is in for a strike call. The 1-1. Smith loops it into shallow center field, and that drops in for a base hit. Goldberg scores on an Addison Smith RBI single, and Danville leads 12-3. And with that, Addison Smith becomes the eighth Otterbot to record a multi-hit game. It's 13-3 Otterbots. First pitch is ripped into center field, and that will be caught by Gilliam. And Micah Dean is retired.
Number 43, Cole Johnson.
Runners on first and second, two outs for Cole Johnson. First offering is grounded sharply to shortstop, picked up by Swinney, and he'll throw to third base for the half-inning ending force out. But Danville puts up three more. They have 13 runs on 19 hits. To the bottom of the ninth, Kingsport needs to score in double figures to keep the game alive. Due up Johnson Jr., Swinney, and Zyrus, 2-3-4 batters for the Axemen when we return. Bottom of the ninth from Hunter Wright Stadium coming up next.
State University, nearly half of all students graduate debt-free. In fact, ETSU is ranked among the best universities in the nation for students graduating with the least amount of debt. Students excel in over 160 academic programs, including nationally ranked options in health sciences, digital media, technology, and the arts. Learn more at etsu.edu/admissions.
Slide to the left, slide to the right, crisscross, crisscross, cha-cha real smooth.
New pitcher for the Otterbots, Kobe Cushing out of Lenoir Rhine. He is one of two pitchers out of Lenoir Rhine on the roster. The other is Ryan Perry, who started tonight's game. Only threw one inning and allowed that solo shot to Mason Swinney. And what do you know? Mason Swinney leads off the bottom of the ninth inning. First pitch, Swinney pops it up. Shallow right field, Micah Dean is under it, and he makes the catch. One down in the bottom of the ninth.
The first baseman, number 15, Devin Zyrus.
Zyrus tonight is 0 for 3 with a pair of strikeouts. Kobe Cushing looking to finish off the Axemen tonight. First pitch to Zyrus is popped up, fouled out of play, third base side. Well, it was a somewhat promising start to tonight's game. 1-1 entering the third inning. Mason Swinney hit his fifth solo blast of the month, fifth home run of the month, but the 0-1, cut and a miss. It's just gone downhill from then. No balls and two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Cyrus is out on strikes.
The third baseman, number 29, Nico Newham.
Nobody on, two outs for Nico Newhand with Jet Gilliam on deck, and Gilliam's 25-game on-base streak may be snapped. First pitch to Newhand is in for a strike call. Newhand is 1-for-3 tonight with an infield single. The 0-1. Fouled back, strike two, and Kingsport is down to its final strike. Otterbots 13, Axemen 3 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Bases empty, two outs. Cushing comes set and hurls home the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three.
Yeah, baby! Good job, Connor!
Final score from Hunter Wright Stadium. Danville 13, Kingsport 3. Jet Gilliam's 25-game on-base streak, which was the second longest active in the league, has been snapped. Tonight he went 0-for-3 with two strikeouts and a groundout. Tonight's winning pitcher for the Otterbots, improving to 2-1 overall, Sean Scott. Losing pitcher for Kingsport, Javara Martin. He drops to 1-2 and a 6.98 ERA this season. High fives for the winners, Kingsport. We'll look to respond tomorrow, split the series on a Friday night. The Otterbots had eight players record a multi-hit game. The only one who didn't was McCammon, and to be fair, McCammon had a pinch hitter come in, and he had two at-bats, and one of those at-bats was a hit from Alex Conover. So, judging by how the game went, 19 hits, if McCammon had another at-bat or two, he could have gotten another hit, and the Otterbots could have made history and had all nine starters record multi-hit games, but history comes up just short. But Kingsport will look to clear history. Losers of three in a row, seven of their last eight, and are now in third place for the first time in over a couple of weeks. Johnson City won tonight, improves to 15-15, while Kingsport drops to 15-16, And the winner tonight, Danville, improves to 20-11. The Otterbots stay put in first place. Kingsport suffers its second largest loss of the season. Its largest since the third game of the season against Tri-State. Rather, the fourth game. Danville 13, Kingsport 3. Speak to you tomorrow night when the Axemen look to bounce back. From Hunter Wright Stadium, I'm Ben Slott.